I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There were more bomb attacks by militants in Pakistan today. One attack targeted a key Pakistani military facility 50 miles northwest of Islamabad. A suicide bomber detonated explosives strapped to his body at a checkpoint outside the Pakistan Aeronautical Complex. At least 7 people were killed. The latest attacks bring the total number of deaths from bombings in Pakistan to over 200 just this month. Aaron Baker is the Pakistan and Afghanistan bureau chief for Time magazine. She's in Islamabad. So, Aaron, tell us more about the attack on the aeronautical complex. What kind of facility is that anyway?
Like what it sounds like, building airplanes, refurbishing where some of them are stored. I think it was incorrectly pointed out that this was a nuclear facility when the story first broke, which is incorrect. That is a little bit further away. And also you want to keep in mind that not only was that the attack today, that we had another mine attack up in the tribal areas that killed 15, and another attack on a bus that injured 15 people in a wedding party. So it's actually the third attack today.
As far as in Islamabad right now, what are the security measures that are in place?
You know, it's looking more and more like Baghdad or Kabul. Every time I go down the street, there's another security block. That means there'll be like a zigzag portion of the street where you have to go through concrete barriers, usually a police officer or two. They inspect IDs of the driver. They inspect who's in the car. They check your trunk. You see these giant concrete barriers of, you know, 8 to 10 feet tall. You can't even see the houses anymore, completely blocked off from the road as blast barriers in preparation for bomb attacks. The face of the city has changed remarkably in the last 6 years I've been here.
Well, the attacks come as the Pakistani military is conducting a counterinsurgency offensive in South Waziristan. Islamabad's people are being described in reports as getting increasingly edgy. What is it like in Islamabad right now?
It's a lot more quiet than it used to be. Markets that used to be frequented by Pakistanis, elite Pakistanis and foreigners alike, are dead. I have a friend who just opened a coffee shop about 4 months ago in a very popular foreigners market, is just sort of watching his profits plummet. You know, restaurants that we used to frequent several years ago, they've all been bombed or attacked or threatened. We don't go out nearly as much as we used to. I think twice about sitting outside in an outdoor terrace at a cafe. Now I go inside. I check to make sure that the windows have blast film.
Now, you say we don't go out the way we used to. Are you referring to journalists? Are you referring to expatriates? Or are you referring to elites in Islamabad?
All three, actually. I mean, obviously, lower-class Pakistanis can't afford to go out. Middle class would go to kind of local food markets. But those have been a lot more quiet, too, because people are afraid. Those are targeted as soft targets because they're less secure. It's all much quieter than it used to be.
Now, I know today's attack took place 50 miles northwest of Islamabad, but there have been 4 attacks in Islamabad alone this month. Does it feel like the attacks are getting more focused on Islamabad, or do people in Islamabad still feel they're kind of protected?
No, you definitely feel like you're being targeted here. In fact, I just called the guy today to put blast film in my windows because I'm expecting something to happen in my neighborhood any day.
Well, Aaron, stay safe. Aaron Baker is the Pakistan and Afghanistan bureau chief for Time magazine in Islamabad. Thank you very much.
Thank you.